Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And he's currently setting the time clock.
I'm currently fighting with my time clock. Okay.
Shia, say yes to your life.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Excellent.
So it's working now.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with our podcast, we frequently finish each other's sentences.
Yes.
And so you can expect that.
The other thing is we're not going somewhere. We don't have a prescribed script that we're functioning off of to try to get information in. We are going to be speaking with people about being here in one's life. And the title of today's show is Say Yes to Your Life, which is a really interesting idea and could be a reality for some of us. Most times when things show up in our lives that we don't particularly want or like or are inconvenient to our agendas, we don't just notice them, include them, and move on. We frequently scream no first, either loudly or silently, and then make ourselves miserable over having to do what we have to do.
It was perfect example today.
Yeah.
Shia got some...
A call from my urologist's office where I had been a couple of days ago. And they gave me the results of some tests. And it turned out that I have some microscopic blood in my urine. And it's going to involve having taken some a sonogram. And then a little bit more intrusively, a scoping of my bladder, which doesn't sound like
a lot of fun.
Well, it could be, you know, it depends on how kinky you are.
Plus, here we are. We are pre-recording this show. It will be airing right before we come back from Costa Rica. In fact, as you're hearing this, it'll be right before our magical relationship special evening, and also on next Monday and next Tuesday, the international teleseminar of the same theme. But right now, we are pre-recording this in January, just a few days before heading off to work in Costa Rica.
So it doesn't come at a convenient time to have these tests and work it into our schedule.
And of course, there's all the unknowns that go with that. So the first automatic knee-jerk reaction to anything like that
is to get upset
and to say no. Don't want to, you can't make me,
or wish it were different.
This was not in my agenda.
That's right. I didn't plan for this one.
Now, luckily, one of the things that Shia and I have discovered is to plan for the unexpected. As we prepare ourselves to do anything, and in particular prior to Costa Rica, we are really clear that there are often unexpected events, needs, things that need to be addressed that are not in our normal logical
daily agenda.
And so we've, rather than plan our time out to be so tight that we cannot
adjust,
we plan for it. And that's one of the joys of saying yes to your life. It allows you to say yes to what comes up.
Well, you see, look, your life shows up the way it does. Saying no doesn't change anything.
Except for making you miserable.
Oh, that's true. But it doesn't change the facts. You know, facts are what they are.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you, while we were talking about Shia's current health concerns, or not even concerns, just this particular information, you may have gone off thinking about you and your health, or a loved one's health, or some such other thing. I highly suggest you keep bringing yourself back.
Highly recommend.
I suggest or highly recommend. I combine the two. Bring yourself back to being here. And the easiest way to do that is by really listening to what's being said, rather than going and doing that extra step of applying it to yourself and leaving to think about what's being said.
So our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not based in working on yourself to be a better you. It's based in discovering how to live in, how to access and live in the current moment of your life. And in the current moment, you can only do what's right here to be done and nothing else. So you can think about future things. In fact, Ariel was just on the phone setting up an appointment for my ultrasound, but it is not complete yet. So that gets set aside and we do our radio show.
When you're willing to do what you're doing and then not do what you're not doing,
as though it's your idea,
life becomes simple and easy and a blessing to be a part of.
Right.
When you keep jumping off to what isn't here currently, jumping off to things you can do nothing about, you simply make yourself miserable. It's very funny that I was reading the description of the show, which is a quote from our book, Practical Enlightenment. When you meet your life with a yes, even when the circumstances of your day show up radically different from what you would prefer, you can be present and feel well in yourself.
Well, I do. And everything up there is exactly true. I mean, I would not have preferred to get that call saying what it said from my doctor's office, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so here we are. Let's talk about listening.
A little bit more?
You got to talk a little bit more about
listening.
Okay,
let's do it.
True listening is hearing what another person has to say as though you want to hear what they have to say, and you're recreating what they say in your own experience. So you're not changing their words, you're hearing it directly, not filtering it through your preferences of likes and dislikes, agrees or disagrees, but really hearing what another person has to say from their point of view. It doesn't hurt to do that. Can't hurt. All it can do is pull you into the current moment of your life. You get into the current moment of your life transforms as a byproduct of being here.
Let's take our first caller.
Okay.
We have Lawrence. Where are you calling in from today, Lawrence?
Hi, Ariel Chaya.
Hi.
I am calling in from Oxfordshire in the United Kingdom.
Oxfordshire?
Oxfordshire. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
We've not only taken your call, we've taken your language.
Thank you for laughing. You may be laughing at me because of my attempt at your accent, but it's fun.
But it sounds beautiful.
It is fun.
What can we do for you, Lawrence?
So I have an example of where I was a big no, and then I became a yes, and things started to transform.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Well, what specifically are we talking about?
So, I am currently looking for a job, mm-hmm. and I decided to pay someone, an organization, a sum of money to help me find work, paid work.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was going through this process, it was interesting myself noticing how resentful I was to pay this money to help somebody get me work.
That's great.
And then they gave me an exercise to do, which overall takes about 7 hours to complete. And again, I just thought, oh, what's going on? And I decided, why don't you You paid for this, Lawrence. Why don't you turn around and embrace it as if it was your own idea? Because it is was my own idea because I paid for this. So I completed the exercise, and then I met my coach. And it was really interesting for me because the first two things he said to me was, Lawrence, first of all, thank you for completing the exercise, because so many people do not complete the exercise and complain about it. And secondly, thank you for what you wrote, because it was really clear. And I just thought about yourselves, and just thinking that if it wasn't for Errol and Shire changing, getting me to kind of think about writing, doing that assignment as if it was my own idea, it probably would have been a different outcome. And the actual coaching...
Yeah, you would have been normal. He thanked you because he meets normal people who ask for his help and then refuse to do what he says to help them.
Yes.
I have to imagine, at least for many of them, it throws them back in their reality as if they're back in school and being tested, as opposed to recognizing that not only there are teachers in school, but certainly this individual and this organization is here to help you. So they're not going to ask you something stupid. They're going to ask you something that will help them help you.
That's right.
Precisely. So the postscript was I had a really great session. And at the end of it, he said, you're a really good listener, aren't you? And I said, funny you should say that. And I gave them one of your cards.
Excellent. That's great. You know, it's fun. I know that you've been attending our seminars. And I also know that you've listened to the radio show and clearly you're calling in. So you've invested in the technology of transformation. And clearly we talk about listening regularly. And at some point you assimilate that so that becomes a normal part of your life. But you're getting feedback now that it is one of your skill sets that is easily felt by somebody who you're having a conversation with.
Not only that, Lawrence, it's a skill set, like your ability to listen, is a skill set that is sought after. It's something that people want in an employee, whatever your job. They want somebody who can listen to the instructions and follow through. That you answered their questionnaire with as though it was your idea. That's radically different than most people. See, most people are not living their lives as though their life is making requests on them and they do it as though it's their idea. Most people resent the fact that they have to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, hell, I have to take another breath. Well, yes, you do if you're going to continue living. But our technology is based in living in this moment, not trying to get to a better place, but realizing that this is the only place. This moment is the only moment of your life. And if you say yes to it, it's a magnificent moment. If you say no and throw a temper tantrum and complain and don't want it, you'll be accused of being the president of the United States.
Yes.
But I'm not
the Prime Minister of England, Great Britain.
I have a question. In that 7-hour project that you did, that the questionnaire or the project you were doing, the questions you were answering, did you discover stuff about yourself?
Yes, I did. I did. I learned that some of the strengths that I underestimated were much more visible and were easily more demonstrated in not only in my professional life but also in my personal life. And that the things that I saw as weaknesses weren't really big deals.
Well, maybe you have no weaknesses.
Maybe you just have certain areas that you have less interest in.
Right. You know, look, I could say I have a weakness in my ability to understand computer programming. But I have no interest in being a computer programmer. So it's not a weakness on my part. It's just not what I do. See, what if Lawrence, you are perfect exactly as you are?
And there's a perfect job out there for you, made for your skill sets and interests.
Yes.
It's time for us to move to a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
That was the perfect word. Yes, he can. Yes, we can. Come on back. Don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. If you have not yet read our new book, Being Here 2,
it is a treat.
In fact, Lawrence's girlfriend, Naz, wrote an amazing chapter called Frolicking with Frittatas. It's very fun. There are so many sweet, enlightening, illuminating chapters in there.
It's written by Ariel and myself, but also there are 26 other contributing authors.
And if you have read it, pass your copy on along to somebody else. Give them the gift of transformation. If you want to meet with us in person next week in New York City, we're doing the Magical Relationships special evening event. On Tuesday, the 12th, we're doing the international teleseminar on the same theme.
So did you say the date of that we're in New York City?
It's February 11th and February 12th.
I did.
And then The Power of Being Clear and Direct is our weekend seminar, which is happening in March.
March 8th, 9th, and 10th.
It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. And then very shortly after that, we head off to Hamburg, Germany to do two courses at the beginning of April. First is the Freedom to Breathe on April 11th.
And then we're doing New Beginnings on April 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Costa Rica is now open.
For 2020.
I guarantee you it's filling fast. Even though we're pre-recording this, we always see people get so enthusiastic about their life. They register for the following year, often for 2 weeks. So if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. You can find out more.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if by doing nothing other than sitting around and talking with us and a bunch of friends, your life transforms?
I love that.
It is. It's amazing.
You can register at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Transformationmadeeasy.com. And it is magical. Anyway, we were speaking with Lawrence.
Yes, we were. Still with us, Lawrence?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Good.
What a treat. I'm very excited to hear what happens with your job search, and that I hope you find something that you really blossom in. That's really lovely.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in today. Anything else before we let you go?
No, not at the moment. Life is just easy at the moment and really magical, and I'm just enjoying it.
That's great, man. Yeah, thank you.
I love that you're saying that, because, of course, this is Say Yes to Your Life. And so many people think if they're between jobs or between relationships that life has to be difficult and challenging and like that.
And the moment is all there is. So if in the moment you are doing fine
and life is easy,
then congratulations.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Let's take our next caller. We have Benedict. Where are you calling in from today, Benedict?
Hi, guys. I'm calling in from Cologne in Germany.
Well, welcome. What can we do for you, sir?
Yes. So I have a question, but first I wanted to share an experience with you that I just had listening to you and listening to Lawrence.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah. I realized that I was a huge no today. I had to do some cold calling, set out to do some cold calling today, which I don't really like. And in the end, I didn't get to it. And now I see that, yeah. And now
you didn't go about it as if it were your idea.
Right. It was something you had to do, not something you looked forward to doing.
Exactly. Yeah, and
do you know what that's about, by the way? Do you know what that's about, by the way, the not wanting to do cold calling?
No.
It's about not wanting to be rejected.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's as simple as it can be. You know, people don't want to be told no. They want, yes, I could use your services.
Right.
So,
yeah,
but you know something, Benedict, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. So every person that you didn't call today was a no.
Right.
Only because you didn't call them. They might have turned it to a yes.
By the way, the not wanting to do cold calls exists when you're in the gap between knowing that it's something you should do, need to do, you're going to do, and we're actually getting started. So things like that are often a really good thing, simply to set a time to start and then keep your word with yourself. Because talking to yourself about whether or not you want to always gets you in trouble.
And it's really irrelevant if you have to. So if you have to do something, not wanting to doesn't change the outcome except in the negative.
Right.
because then you get to be right that you shouldn't have done the calls.
Yeah, isn't it great to be right? Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes not. So, what was your question?
Yes. Yes, my question actually was about sharing transformation, because I have noticed that sometimes in talking to friends or acquaintances, that they present some kind of problem to me. For example, so a friend of mine will be turning 30 very soon, and for her it's the end of the world. And I have a different outlook on that, and I just wanted her to see that turning 30 actually is not the end of the world and maybe the start of something and could be positive. And I really wanted to share transformation with her, but whatever I said, I only made it worse.
Well, you weren't trying to share transformation.
You
with
were
her.
Trying to change her
fix
point
her.
Of view. You were trying to fix her and have her realize. And I'm not saying this in a bad way, Benedict. I mean, I think you're a good friend, and
that, I understand why you'd want her to be happy.
Yeah, we'd understand you wanting her to be happy, but in fact, you're not hearing, as in listening, to her statement. You're disagreeing with it.
Judging it.
Mm-hmm. And look, hey, I'm going to be 78 next month. So being 30 is nothing. But, you know, and Ariel is twice 30, you know, so it's not a big deal. However, you didn't just hear what she said. You are trying to point out how she's
inaccurate.
See, I didn't even want to use the word wrong, because she's not wrong. She's just inaccurate. But in your best wishes for her are that she be well and happy in herself.
Right.
And so wanting the best for her, you know, listening is an art form. If you truly listen to somebody and hear what they say without judging them for having their point of view, they can transform. But as soon as you resist their point of view, they're stuck there. Mm-hmm. So if you said, oh, but 30 isn't so bad, then you've automatically polarized her in opposition to you.
I mean, that being said, you probably could say, 30 isn't so bad, and have it just be a statement. And you could say, 30 isn't so bad, and have it be laced with your judgment. It's not about the words per se. It's about you're wanting to improve her.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to save her from herself.
Yeah.
And on one hand, that's a very admirable and laudable trait. But on the other hand, you can't save people if they don't want to be saved.
I mean, you know, as Benedict, and although you haven't been in our community for a significant amount of time, like a long time, I mean, it's obvious that we care about people. But if we care in a way that either reflects back on us, or if we're trying to make people see it our way, we set them up to resist. And in a certain respect, you've almost turned into big brother, father, you get teacher, you get cast in the role of the person who's trying to instruct your friend how to have a better life.
True. Yes, at the end I felt, I almost felt like we were arguing about her turning 30.
Yes, you were. But you were arguing. You were of the point of view it wasn't a big deal, and she was of the point of view that it was a life ender.
Well, I know you were with us on the international call yesterday. There was an individual laying out his ideas of problems at work, and he wanted us to either subscribe to his ideas
or agree with him.
Or try to talk him out of it. And if a person does not want to be curious about how they're approaching life, then that's their prerogative. That's the perfection of them. I'm not going to try and change them.
You see, our approach is that each person is God in their own universe. They set things up the way they want. The outcomes are the way they want, even if they protest mightily that they don't want what they've created.
Yeah. Well, you actually could hear it in what Lawrence was saying. Lawrence pays a coach to help him secure a new job, assuming that they may have resources he doesn't have, and also why not get some assistance. The coach asks him to fulfill a project, a seven-hour project that will illuminate who he is and
what his work habits,
and
what he
might be best for.
Right.
And Lawrence is not this individual's first client, obviously. The majority of people say they want a job, but then they won't do the things that are necessary to make it be easy. Your friend is normal. You just got sucked into trying to change her, fix her, make her better.
And it is a way that she gets attention from you.
I bet. It's, by the way, I don't know this individual, but it is a tricky version of relationship splitting. Chances are you thought more about her recently than your girlfriend.
Not more than my girlfriend, no.
But you've been thinking about her because you brought her up here and you're speaking with us about her. You're not speaking with us about your girlfriend.
True. I've been thinking about her more often than I thought about her before that argument.
Thinking about her more now as if you did something wrong, but she's got your attention.
Interesting. Yeah.
And no two things can occupy the same Benedict at the same time, which is the second principle of instantaneous transformation. So if you're thinking about your 30-year-old girlfriend who doesn't like that she's 30, you're not thinking about your girlfriend in Switzerland.
You know, it's interesting. In the book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, I think it's something like page 132. You can find it. There's a thing called Why Do I Worry About Silly, Silly Things, written by Amy, who she let us include it in the book.
It was a diary that she kept
when we first
met her.
The first entry, when she was worrying about her life, she said, I'm 27, almost 30, and my life is over. So, first of all, her perspective is not unusual. Secondly, you have a resource to hand over should she be interested in reading it. That perspective is not an unusual one to start with. There's just other possibilities, but not if you resist them. First principle of instantaneous transformation.
Anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. And that we're having this conversation about this lady who you resisted because she said she was upset about being 30 and you told her all the reasons why she shouldn't be, you're stuck with it. So what you resist persists and dominates your experience.
And now, at risk of you resisting this, we're going to take a break before
we give you the third principle
and the second principle. Can you come back with us?
All right. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here, and
yes,
thank you for listening.
Yes.
We have some shout-outs this week to listeners in New York City. Thank you for listening.
And Stuttgart, Germany. Thank you for listening.
Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Bamako, Mali.
Yes. Seattle, Washington.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And Quebec, in Canada.
Quebec.
Quebec. Wherever you're listening from, thank you for tuning
in
to the show.
Being a listener to our show, yeah.
If you have not yet joined our email newsletter, each month we send out inspirational articles, videos, and more. So sign up at transformationmadeeasy.com and you can get inspirational messages from us in your inbox.
And the other thing is our 2019 calendars with magnificent pictures by all taken by Ariel,
you can
my
get that
lovely wife.
Oh, thank you.
Are available for purchase on the internet. They also have all of our events for the year, so you can schedule yourself out to join us, should you so choose.
You can find out everything at Transformation
MadeEasy.com.
All right, we're speaking to Benedict. All right, first principle, Benedict, anything you resist, you're stuck with.
Second principle, life shows up exactly as it does in the current moment. Cannot be different than it is. Okay? So, can you be different than you are right now? Too late.
Nope.
Now happened already. How about right now? Whoops, too late. So you can't be different than you are in the current moment. But if that's the case, could you have been different 10 seconds ago than you were 10 seconds ago? No. Excellent.
No.
Next question. Could you ever have been different in any previous moment of your life?
No, whoops. I couldn't have.
Isn't that wonderful?
So you could only had an argument with your friend, but she could only be resistant to your suggestions. Second principle. Mm-hmm. Third principle, anything you see without judging, including that interaction you had with her,
is over the moment you see it. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself in an instant. You know, this thing with my doctor's office calling in, it's not something I would have preferred to hear, but just hearing it and seeing what is so it's over. That doesn't mean I won't be doing things to take care of whatever needs to be done for my physical well-being, but I'm not going to worry about it because it's nothing I can do about it.
I guarantee you he hasn't worked on it so far in this show. It came back up as an example of possibility as opposed to something he needed to work on.
Right. It's not something that's been tingling in the back of my head, you know?
Because when you say yes to your life, you're actually engaged right here,
right now
with what's in front of you. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yes. Thank you so very
much.
Thanks
for having me.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure.
All righty. Let's take our next caller, shall we?
Okay.
All right, Anina, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Thun in Switzerland.
Ah.
You know, so much fun to hear all these different voices.
Thun,
they have different rhythms.
In Switzerland.
Thun.
So,
yes.
What can we do for you, Gail?
I have no specific question. It's just from listening to what you said at the beginning and then to Lawrence and then to Benedict, I'm so amazed at how it is all connected, particularly the resistance and the not hearing, because I was clearly not wanting to hear what one of my patients said to me today. I was clearly resisting him.
Yes.
And he's not being happy with his life. So, and then this is, as I see it, it's still here.
Now, wait a second. You see, here's the thing. He's not happy with his life. He's never been happy with his life.
That's so true.
But it seems as though it is circumstantially determined. So he will give you circumstances and reasons why he's not happy with his life, but that's not relevant. Those circumstances are not producing his dissatisfaction or unhappiness.
And you know, the other thing that's interesting, oh, you had something
more
to
it. Let me just finish this.
Please,
because you see, we are programmed by the families we grow up in. And I'm not to put responsibility on the families, but families have a way of being. And if you grow up in a family that worries, where your family worried, you will worry as a part of your language, as a part of your posture, as a part of your way of going about life, because that's what the way you learn to be. Most people see happiness as a goal rather than realize that when you live in current time, happiness shows up all on its own, not because you've attained or acquired something.
Yeah.
So happiness is not a function of more or better or different. Happiness is a function of allowing yourself to have what you have in your life as though it's your choice.
I'm flashing on something from early on prior to Shai and I selling our Park Avenue apartment, going and living in a meditation center prior to transformation, in the early days of self-discovery, where actually the basis of what we do or how we are in our business was formed. Shia was doing, had patients or clients, he was doing body work with them. We had an orthopedic surgeon who lived in our building on Park Avenue who sent all of the patients that he could not get out of pain, and of course all the other clients that Shai had. And I recall he asked them a very interesting question, because we discovered a phenomena. He asked them if it was okay with them to lose their pain or to lose this problem, because what he discovered, or what we discovered, was that if a person had a lifestyle of pain and problem, if you actually got rid of the physical pain, they would fill it in with something even bigger because they were unhappy not having that level of stress in their life.
It filled a need that they had.
In fact, there was one lady who came. Her husband took her to all of the top people around the city, and she had no pain relief. And she came to Shai, and she had 1 half-hour session, and she got 80% out of pain in one session. It was a shock. It was eye-opening. It was amazing. So you know what she did? She never came back.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You're a physical therapist, yes?
Yes.
You can only do what you do, and the rest is up to your patients. And if you put a pressure on you to fix them, you will be forever in deficit. You will forever be thinking you're not good enough.
You know, one of the aspects of being saying yes to your life is being a yes to other people's no. It's their God-given right to have it if they want it.
And it would probably be better for you to realize that people have the ailments they have because they want them, whether they realize it or not. Now, I have physical disabilities, if you will, that have come with age, and I could blame them on different things, but here they are. If I include them, I can go through my life just fine. But if I make them responsible for how I feel and make other people responsible, like doctors I've seen, I will have no peace in my life.
You know, I know I've told this on another episode, but I'm getting this picture again, so I'm going to do it here also. We once knew a man who was learning how to windsurf, and he was not very good at it, and he got too far offshore and caught in a riptide, and nobody saw him. And he couldn't bring the cumbersome board and sail back in, so he realized he had to swim back. And on his way back to the beach, he started to drown, and nobody saw him except for a little boy who was 5 years old. And the five-year-old looked around and picked up a stick and held the stick out to him, which was clearly way, way far away. But in a child's mind, he was helping him. And the man looked at that stick and swam for it. And without that child, he said he did not think he would have made it. If the child had tried to swim out to the man, they both would have drowned. I think that sometimes we need to stand our ground, hold out the stick, and it's up to the person whether they swim for it or not.
Yeah.
You don't sound happy or excited for this news.
Okay. Well,
thank you so much.
We have another caller.
We do. We're going to take our next caller. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Renat, where are you calling in from?
Hi there. I'm calling in from Biesrach in Switzerland.
Biesrach.
Yes.
Good.
I'm finally getting that sound.
So tell us, what can we do for you?
I have a question. I'm in the midst of a master program for nursing.
When I have
a time to work at home for my studies, I often I'm not so speditive that I really go up, sit on my table and start working. I'm really drag my feet like for several times, not always, but yes. And I'm curious about this one.
We were talking about a little bit at the beginning of the show, about doing what you're doing and not doing what you're not doing. And I have a feeling that, How often in the last month have you been late to work, to your job?
I can't remember a day.
How often, ding, how often, here, I'll do this. Good answer. Okay, how often have you been late to go upstairs and sit at your desk and study for your master's?
A lot of days.
Good answer. Okay, so all that's telling you is you're not treating you with the same respect and professionality as you are your job.
Yes.
And you talk to yourself about whether or not you want to. And, it, you know, if you set a time to do it, I personally find that if I put it in my schedule, it's far easier to do
it. It's than, more likely to get done.
Than have it on a list and think about when I want to do it.
Hmm. Cool.
Well, that was easy. You know, and I also think Lawrence gave you a good thing, and that is you're doing this master's program because you want to. So when you treat your studies
as something you want to do rather than something you have to do, it gets exciting and fun.
And additionally, just very quickly, if you do it to learn the material, not to pass the test, you want a master's because you want to master it, not because you just want to make more money or have the master's. So don't forget that this really is about being yes to the things you're passionate about. And with that,
our show is coming to a close.
But next week's show, everyone, is called Dating, Relating, and Finding the One. So, yeah, hope to see many of you in New York and many of you at the international call. We hope to hear your voices. We shall be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.